Hello, 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 and welcome to the Jolly Heretic. Now, this is my morning coffee. And you know, I can't imagine getting up and not having my morning coffee. Maybe some of you have coffee, maybe some of you have tea, maybe some of you have protein shakes, I don't know, but most of you probably have coffee or tea, and I can't imagine that. It is incomprehensible for me to have to turn on the tap and find that there's no water. No water. But that is what happened on the 30th of November in Tunbridge Wells in Kent, in the heart of England. And the people of Tunbridge Wells had the right, I'm sure, to be disgusted of Tunbridge Wells. There was no water. And what I want to discuss today is why there was no water. And why we will increasingly find in the UK that we wake up to find that there is no running water. Before I do that, could you do me a favour? Could you please subscribe? Could you subscribe here on YouTube, hit the like button and the bell and all that, and leave a comment and for the algorithm? It's very kind of you if you do that. And also subscribe to my Substack, JollyHeretic.com, where I put all the most based stuff I got on YouTube, in-person interviews, films I make, vlogs, blogs, all kinds of malarkey. And if you like what I do, you can support me with the cost of a pint of beer a month. I'd be most violently grateful. Okay, back to the video. So, a good friend of mine, in fact, I would go so far as saying my oldest friend, a woman with whom I lived when I was at university, revealed that on the 30th of November, she got up to find there was no water. And between the 30th of November and the 1st of December 2025, there was no water. 24,000 people in and around Tunbridge Wells were affected by this outage. And it's not that it's even unusual. This is the second time in 3 years that she's got up to find there is no water. In December 2022, same thing, no water. And the South East Water had to go around with bottled water and things like this, at presumably great expense, which the rate payer, the person that pays for the water, ultimately has to pick up in order to deal with the fact that there was no water. I don't know, I assume they can't even flush the loo in such circumstances. So it's pretty revolting. No water. Now, this drags us back in time. This drags us back in time. Even in the 1920s, I think, a lot of people had running water. You have to go back to basically the early 20th or late 19th century for most people to be reliant on wells and water pumps. I was in Moldova in October, and once you get into the villages of Moldova, it's wells and water pumps and outside loos. And so you're back to that level. How can this possibly have happened? In the 1980s, I don't remember there being any water outages. In the 1990s, I don't remember there being any water outages. In the 2000s, I don't remember there being any water outages. So, but yet Tunbridge Wells, that most prototypical of English towns, has experienced two water outages in just 3 years. Why? The answer, I'm afraid, is the changing nature of the population, the climbing population. Me and the old Grok have been having a bit of a tete-a-tete about what caused this. I put out a tweet saying basically, you know, it's immigration that's caused this. And Grok denied this and said it's all kinds of complex factors. And in the end, we continued this tete-a-tete and Grok admitted that, yes, it is. 90% of the population growth, the population has grown substantially in the southeast of England since the 2000s. And about 90% of the growth in population in Kent, in the southeast rather, is stated to be due to immigration. So let's look at the outage in 2022. What happened was there were icy conditions. This resulted in a burst pipe. This resulted in a loss of water. This resulted in there not being enough treated water. Had the population been what it was in the 1980s? And by the way, that infrastructure goes back to the 80s or earlier. So the infrastructure, the level of water piping, the level of water is for a society that has a population of about 57 million, not a society that has a population of about 70 million. The infrastructure is for the 57 million society, and 90% of the growth has been precipitated by immigration. So, had that water burstage happened in the 80s, it wouldn't have resulted in people not having any water, because there would have been enough excess water in reservoirs to serve them, even though they were losing water as a result of the pipe bursting. Similarly, what happened on the 30th of November 2025 was it found there was a contaminated chemical batch that was trying to be used at the Pembury Water Treatment Centre. So the chemicals that would clean the water were contaminated, so they couldn't clean the water, with the result that there wasn't enough water. But obviously, if there was a greater excess of treated water, then there wouldn't have been a shutdown in the water supplies in Tunbridge Wells. If that incident with untreated water had occurred in the 80s or 90s or 2000, it wouldn't have caused people to wake up and not be able to have their coffee, because there would have been excess water. What immigration does, unless you change the infrastructure to accommodate it, which of course you're not doing because it's happening so quickly and so rapidly, is it puts greater pressure on public services, and it puts greater pressure on these structures, that we have. And the more complex a structure is, the more delicate it is. And the more delicate it is, and the more overstretched it is, the more likely one little thing, one little problem is to bring it down. So if you have a structure like that, a complicated structure of the water system, and you have a population of 57 million, you're probably going to be all right. If you have the same structure and one little thing goes wrong, the population is 70 million, then obviously it's much more likely that the structure is going to unravel. It is overstretched. It's like a balloon blown up so much that it bursts. That is what we have managed to do. So it is quite clear that despite all the joys of multiculturalism and the wonderful food and the kebabs and the whatever, this is making people's standard of living worse. No British person in modern Britain, in post-World War II Britain, should have to wake up to find there is no water. But that is what has happened. And it's happened in Tunbridge Wells, which is, by the way, a very English town, although decreasingly so, twice in the last 3 years. And we will expect to see this more and more and more, not only because of the fact that the population is substantially increasing, and we know why the population is substantially increasing, which will lead to overstretched services which won't work, which will cause problems, which will reduce the standard of living and plunge us back to what seemed like the dark age where there's no running water. But also, we know that IQ among the native population is decreasing by something like 1.5 points per decade. So this means that the people that work in the chemical industry are less intelligent than they used to be. And so they are more likely to make stupid mistakes, such as putting out a contaminated chemical batch, causing the shutting down of the Pembury Treatment Centre, causing there to not be enough excess water for people, causing there to be an outage of water. These things are more likely to happen as we become stupider and stupider and stupider. Population goes up. Systems are not updated in time. Systems break. Population goes up and becomes less intelligent due to dysgenic breeding. Therefore, more mistakes are made. Therefore, already overstretched systems due to populations going up are even more likely to break. Like more likely to break than they would have been in the 80s had the population remained stable. So even if the population was 58 million, they would still be more likely to have problems now than we used to have. Moreover, to make matters worse, it's not just dysgenic breeding. It's the fact that increasingly there is cognitive stratification. Intelligent people in the old days, if they were born working class, might go and work in a water treatment centre or something like that. Now, because of meritocracy, they get a job that is consistent with their high level of intelligence. And so where you used to have a highly intelligent but underpromoted person who could solve a sudden problem in a water treatment centre, now that person is not there. That person is doing something consistent with his IQ. So the problem isn't solved. And so then you get more problems and more problems and more problems. And eventually you just get to a situation where you can't trust anything, where you can't trust public services, where you can't trust, like in a developing country, you cannot trust the electricity system. So you get generators and whatever, because you can't trust it. You can't trust it to produce electricity. You cannot trust the water system. So you'll always have bottled water because you just can't trust it. You can't trust it. And once that happens, once you can't trust the system, then things really, really, transport, whatever, then things really go backwards and really fall apart. And Tunbridge Wells, discussed of Tunbridge Wells, is a microcosm of this, is a sign of this, is a sign of things to come. So get your bottled water in, chaps, if you want to have your morning coffee. I hope that's a bit of interest, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?